Welcome aboard Beyond Sirius Sea. You are listening to part two of Xanadus and Don'ts, performed by Ghost Riders in the Sky. Through every turn, I'll be near you. I'll come anytime you call. I'll catch you when you fall. I'll be guiding you. According to Wikipedia, oral traditions, word of mouth with silver tongues, and spooky campfire stories with scrumptious s'mores, Xana is thought to have been a goddess in Illyrian times, the equivalent of the ancient Greek Artemis and Roman Diana, and perhaps Thracian Bendis. As such, she would have been the personification of the moon and the lady of the forest, protector of animals, guardian of springs and streams, protector of women, as well as distributor of sovereignty. Innumerable Albanian folk poems, myths, and legends that are dedicated to Xana and her friends have been handed down to modern times. In Albanian folklore, the original Xana is escorted by three wild goats with golden horns. In northern Albania and Kosovo, every mountain is said to have its own Xana, who appeared as a fair maiden found bathing naked in mountain streams. The Xana is believed to be extremely courageous, a formidable opponent who can bestow her protection on warriors. Aish te trim si Xana, meaning he was as brave as a Xana, used to refer to very courageous individuals. The Xana is believed to have the power to petrify humans with a glance. Where have I heard this deja vu before? I'm positive my mother has this ability. Shh, don't rat me out. The Xana symbolize the vital energy of human beings. They idealize feminine energy, wild beauty, eternal youth, and the joy of nature. The Xana appears as warlike nymphs, capable of offering simple mortals a part of their own psychophysical divine power, giving humans strength comparable to that of the Drangu. In the Albanian epic cycle, Ganji Krishnikish, by breastfeeding the young Muji, one of the two heroic brothers and main characters of the songs, the Xana empower him with superhuman strength. In northern Albania, the Xana are represented as a group of three mythological goddesses who congregate in the night to decide a baby's destiny at birth and distribute their favors. Three types of fates are believed to exist among the inhabitants of the Duka Jinji Highlands. Ibarda, the white one, distributes good luck and provides humans well. Vardha, the yellow one, distributes bad luck and casts evil spells. And Iziza, the black one, decides death. A Xana appears, for example, in a somber but prophetic Albanian folk tale, The Lover's Grave. She appears to a young army captain, Bedri, who prostrates himself at her feet and must be reassured that she means him no harm. On the contrary, she warns Bedri to beware a wooden beam and a doe, and that he is not safe when he is at the root. Bedri goes on to meet a beautiful woman, with whom he elopes, pursued by soldiers who know for his pronunciation of the word for wooden beam that he comes from an area with which they are at war. Bedri learns that his beloved's name is Dre, meaning doe, and the soldiers capture and kill the couple outside the town of Narenji, the name of which means at the root. Well, we've reached the root of this story and concluded, the journey continues, never ending. Do have a wonderful rest of your year. Do remember tales of old is true. Do sing the blues, disco, pop, rap, rock, and jazz. Don't forget to like, share, and support your local ghostwriter in a beyond serious way. And thank you for visiting the ancient forests and mountains of folklore and mythology with me. Please do return for more hairy and marvelous stories to harp on.